This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
Welcome to today's podcast, and thank you for joining me. This is David Friedlander. I'm in product marketing with VMware, and joining me today is Ryan Day on our Alliances team. We're going to talk briefly today about enterprise management in the virtual data center. We recently introduced the Virtual Data Center Operating System, or the VDCOS. As many of you may be aware, we introduced that at VMworld, and this is new for us, so I wanted to take a minute to explain what it is. Fundamentally, the VDCOS is what Windows or Linux is to the single server. The VDCOS is to the data center. So it's providing a platform for managing and allocating resources dynamically across a data center. And this gives you a couple of very powerful capabilities. It's very easy to manage and dynamically move resources around the data center. And it's also, we believe, the best platform for running your enterprise applications. So with that, I'll turn this over to Ryan. Ryan, tell us a little bit about how management is different with the VDCOS.
Certainly. Thanks, David. As many of you know, for years, virtualization and abstracting away the operating environment from the underlying hardware infrastructure has created a number of benefits on the management front. The virtual machine itself, as a unit of management, has really enabled a lot of flexibility in how infrastructures and IT operations happen. For example, it's easier to back up and recover and manage generally in an online or an offline state, an operating environment in a VM. Doing things like patching a virtual machine offline become easier in things that you couldn't do in a non-virtual world. And with our recent announcements, the Virtual Data Center OS that we're speaking about here, and also the concept of the VApp, is driving more agility and mobility at the application level now for applications running on the Virtual Data Center OS. So the VApp itself is a new model for describing and deploying applications. It leverages the OVF VM format standards that VMware and other industry players worked on together. And essentially, it provides a way of describing multi-tier, multi-VM applications, including dependencies, policies, everything you need to describe how the application actually fits together, needs to be deployed together, and then operated. So ultimately, for the customer, that really gives you a descriptor as well as a container for these applications. And, of course, with the Virtual Data Center OS and some of our management tools under the brand of vCenter that we'll be talking about more in just a moment, gives you the platform as well as the tooling to run and manage these vApps on top of the Virtual Data Center OS. So with that, let me hand it back over to you, David, to talk a little bit more about what we're doing specifically with vCenter, which is our new branding for our management products.
All right, thanks, Ryan. And one of the exciting things is we already have a number of products available today under the vCenter umbrella that, first of all, take advantage of the vApp concept and allow you to manage not just a single VM, but multiple VMs as part of a multi-tier application, and as well enable management in the Virtual Data Center OS and really elevate that to the next level for customers. So let me talk specifically about what vCenter is and what we have under that umbrella. So vCenter fundamentally encompasses all of our products for application or infrastructure management. Many of you are using VMware today are using Virtual Center, which is part of the vCenter family. It's now vCenter Server, and that's really the core console that you as a VI administrator go to manage the host configurations, to deploy VMs, to configure them, to monitor performance of the host and VMs, and manage things like vMotion or DRS in that environment, to configure HA, and to make sure that all of the fundamentals are set up for managing your VDCOS. In addition to that, we have a couple of products that extend that capability in a number of different ways. Today, we have vCenter Lifecycle, which is available today, and that's designed to really help provide a workflow and process around VM provisioning. One of the challenges that customers have had is as they expand their VMware deployments, they've discovered that they need to really think about how you provision servers differently. Because you no longer need to write a PO to get a server, it becomes very easy for the business units to acquire, in effect, acquire servers and create this virtual sprawl. And Lifecycle Manager is really it provides a structure and process around that for users to request virtual machines and get those provisioned automatically. And so it provides a tracking and control mechanism and also allows for decommissioning those virtual machines to recover resources in an efficient manner. But there are also a number of other groups in the data center or in the IT organization that you would expect to need virtual machines, and it would really be part of the VDC OS that can benefit from those capabilities. So, you know, the first group is really the lab teams, and those can be anything from dev and QA lab teams to training or demo lab teams that many organizations have. And the lab manager provides an interface for them to self-service provision VMs on the fly and manage those as projects. So again, we have the concept of multi-tier apps coming in. And then stage manager is actually picking up where lab manager leaves off and providing a tool for the application teams to manage application release management much more efficiently by, first of all, leveraging the VDC OS infrastructure itself, and then providing a mechanism for moving applications through the various cycles of pre-production and into production, and then managing updates to those applications, to enterprise applications. The last piece we have today is available as Site Recovery Manager, and that is a disaster recovery business continuity product that allows site-to-site failover in the event of a disaster of your virtual data center so that you can keep the business up and running. And it allows you to actually manage that process from the virtual center interface, or the vCenter interface, vCenter server interface, and actually specify which virtual machines need to start in what order, what the dependencies are, and also spin down VMs at the recovery site that may be running but are not important in your DR plan that you can live without for a short period of time. Now, that's what we have today. Let me just address briefly what's coming. There's quite a bit coming in the next year, year and a half that you'll see from us. And we have products that really will take this to the next level. First of all, we'll be expanding our capabilities around capacity management with the Capacity Manager and Capacity IQ products to really help dynamically plan and manage capacity in the virtual data center. We also have products coming around configuration management that will give you much more granular control and enforcement over the configuration of the infrastructure itself. And then extending that to the, to help IT deliver better service levels, we have a chargeback mechanism that will actually allow IT to tie costs more directly to the virtual infrastructure. And that's been something that's that we can actually begin to do in a virtual environment that in a physical environment it can be challenging to do because of the different components, and it's hard to actually track those individually. Lastly, on the application side, we'll be able to monitor end-to-end application performance and help make recommendations about resource allocation for those applications. And that's actually something that we have available today through the Beehive acquisition, but we'll be bringing online as a VMware product in the near future. So that you, as you can see, there's quite a bit that we're coming to market with around managing the virtual data center OS under the vCenter umbrella. All of those will be integrated with a core platform around vCenter Server so that you'll have a consistent view of the environment and a consistent platform for managing that. One of the things, though, is that we recognize that virtualization is not an island, that everybody has virtualization, but they also have other systems. They have, of course, their networking and storage. They have other systems that aren't virtualized. They have different platforms in their environment. So we don't expect customers to simply have this island of virtualization that exists separately. So Ryan, I know that we've thought about this, but what can you tell us about how customers might think about managing that more holistically across the entire environment?
Yeah, that's a great question. In fact, that's one that we get very frequently. So as you mentioned, David, with vCenter, we're providing products to manage the virtual infrastructure and going forward the virtual data center OS. But often we get the question, so how does this fit into my broader management of a heterogeneous enterprise data center? And so what we're doing, and we have been for a while, but we also just recently launched the VMware Ready program for management. So I'll talk a little bit about what the components of that are, but the overarching goal there is to be very clear about where partner products integrate in and fit in to addressing key management processes. And so with the VMware Ready program for management, it's really comprised of a couple of different things. At the base, there's a technology component of that, which we're calling vCenter Extensibility, and that is a set of interfaces that our partners use to integrate with our platform to do management. So if they're doing monitoring, provisioning, performance management, they can hook directly into the vCenter extensibility and vCenter APIs to manage both physical, non-VMware, non-virtualized environments, as well as the VMware environment, and do that from a central console. And we've been investing in that for a number of years, but we brought that now to market under the VMware Ready program for management as vCenter extensibility. So that's the technology piece, and the partners who build solutions on that then deliver integrated management solutions to the market. We have a very large number of management partners today that already are and have been for years developing management solutions. And under VMware Ready, they'll be going through a qualification process with these products that fundamentally is going to ensure interoperability and supportability for partner integrated products to the VMware platform. So that's the third piece, which is really around interoperability through VMware Ready qualification. That's our mechanism for making sure that we're giving assurance to customers that these products have been designed, developed, and tested, as well as will be supported together. So fundamentally, what we get from a customer benefits perspective, if we look at it, we're really trying to be very clear about, and I'll take the example of Lifecycle Manager, where customers may be asking, this is a great solution for managing the lifecycle of my virtual environment, the virtual machines and the services running there. How does it integrate in with processes I might have in place to do similar things on the physical environment? And we've been very actively working with a number of partners in this space to really deliver an integrated solution there, as well as best practices so customers know how to deploy and fit it into existing IT management processes. So the net result is, through VMware Ready and the management solutions, we're providing a comprehensive set of virtualization smart management products that integrate with our platform and address key management needs that customers have today. And through the qualification process and the supportability, we're essentially simplifying and assuring interoperability of the solutions. We also are, in essence, providing recommendations. So those partner solutions that go through qualification and actually get branded as VMware Ready management solutions then are part of our solution catalog for VMware Ready, and customers will know that those products, in fact, have gone through this process. And just to recap a little bit, we did at VMworld launch the program. We launched that with support of 10 of our key management vendors, including BMC, CA, EMC, HP, IBM, NetIQ, Quest Software, Symantec, Tripwire, and Veeam. And as I mentioned earlier, we have actually a very broad set of management partners, more than 200, and we've opened up that program, you know, to our partner base. So we'll be working with our management partners to essentially take advantage of VMware Ready, and then from a customer perspective, have really a broad set of integrated management solutions available. I want to stress that today, customers already have access to literally hundreds of integrated management solutions from partners, and going forward, many of those will be coming under the VMware Ready qualification for management solutions.
So, Ryan, one thing I wanted to just add here, the same thing that partners are able to take advantage of, those is APIs that we have in vCenter Server and in other products, is actually what we use internally when we go and we build, for example, Lifecycle Manager or Lab Manager, to tie back into that core platform. So the idea is that no matter what you're using, and everybody's got management tools in their environment, that you can then manage the VDCOS effectively as part of your entire infrastructure.
Yeah, that's a great point. In fact, those same APIs that we're using internally are ones that we're making available through vCenter extensibility, and we employed the same strategy for building our own extended management products as we do with partners.
All right, so I think with that, we'll wrap up the podcast. We encourage you to visit VMware.com to learn more about the Virtual Data Center OS as well as vCenter. You'll find information on both of those on our homepage right now, so please go and have a look there. And thank you very much for joining us today.
To take advantage of the 49% discount on Site Recovery Manager, Lifecycle Manager, Stage Manager, and Lab Manager, please visit VMware.com/go/management-automation. This offer is good through December 15th. Act now while supplies last.